B'tachin for Life, share number 44, Tuesday before Pesach. We are discussing a very important, fundamental part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the concept of trust. How do we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we develop in our minds and our hearts a feeling, an emotional feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us and He's constantly looking to benefit us? We have to bring it down to real life. Picture a philanthropist that we know spends his entire day trying to help other people. Let's take Mike Tress, Zichrono Livracha, a person that constantly was looking to help other people. If Mike Tress would be passing by you in the street and he would push you, you would say, I don't know the reason why he pushed me, but I know for sure that there must have been a very good reason. Because he is a person that is completely selfless and he's only busy with helping other people. Now, this is a question you have to ask yourself. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu worse than Mike Tress? Why, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little push or a little nudge, do we get so upset? Because in our minds, we don't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a philanthropist. And the reason why we don't look at him like that is because all the negative that happens in the world gets magnified, and therefore we have in the back of our heads that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not always doing so much good, and there's some bad, and therefore we don't 100% trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we know in the back of our minds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything for the good, but we don't really feel it. So we have to change our mindset and ignore the bad news. Only focus on the good news. Only focus on things that are positive. And we have to realize that the reason why the newspapers and the media print bad news is because good news is not news. Now think about that for a second. News is only bad news. Now the reason for that is because most things that happen are good. So anything good that happens is not news. That's simple. That's what happens. That's by default. Bad is news. So think about that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world good. And if the newspapers would write everything that's good, it would be very boring. Because that's taken as a given. So basically, we are willing to admit that the good is not news and the bad is news. So we just have to train ourselves to keep internalizing in our heads the positive things that are going on. My children were playing music yesterday and someone passed by and said they should have shut off the music, it's an Ace Tzara. Now we could argue, is it an Ace Tzara, is it not an Ace Tzara? But the attitude in your house has to be simcha with dancing and music. That is the only way you're going to be able to internalize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a meitiv. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is meitiv with Klal Yisrael and with the world a billion times more than the greatest philanthropist that you can think of. And we have to keep driving that into our head. Ignore the bad news. Yes, we have to try to be part of a Tzar of Klal Yisrael. But it's atzas hayetzer to pull us away from appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's true. We do not view HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Mike Tress. And the reason is because Mike Tress we perceive as someone that only does good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Islam, we think he does bad. So this is most important. Priority one. Focus on positive. Focus on simcha. Your house should be a house of simcha, full of positive, full of chesed, and realizing the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Constantly reminding ourselves of the good. Then slowly but surely we are developing a trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest philanthropist that exists. And 99.999999% of what he does is hatava. And for whatever reason, sometimes negative things happen, but most is positive. Let's drive this home in our minds, in our hearts, and in our children's hearts. And then we will develop a trust for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the basis of emunah and bitachin. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something that we perceive as negative, he's not worse than Mike Tress. And we would never be chayshid Mike Tress for doing something negative. So why are we chayshid HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why do we think it's negative? The answer is because the Yetzer Hara causes us to focus on the negative, so we forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a philanthropist. He's not worse than any other philanthropist. So basically the message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest philanthropist, and he is totally selfless. He is out to benefit us. That is number one that we have to internalize. And then we can, Amir Toshem, move to the next step.